it, keep it. Brent better keep it moving.
But first, we're going to do keep it moving. That's where we put 2 minutes on the clock. Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. And then we'll scroll through some of these stories. Newest Girl Scout cookie.
What is it?
It'll be Rocky Road inspired.
Ooh.
Unveiled the newest cookie. It's called Explore S'mores. And they're Rocky Road inspired chocolate cookies with a creamy filling with notes of chocolate marshmallow and toasted almond flavored creme.
About time they got a new cookie. They needed a little revamp.
Has it been a while since like they released like, the s'mores? I do think like... I don't know. The classic Thin Mints is what always does it for me.
Yeah.
But this actually does sound good. I don't like nuts in things, but the almond flavored sounds nice. I just don't like nuts. It sounds nice. Guys who don't want to date. Guys who don't want to date.
Keep moving.
All right. Hannah's like, I'm in a relationship. I don't look good.
Yeah.
Cracker Barrel listens to you. They're going to stop freshening up their dusty old dining rooms.
What?
Yeah. So they previously announced.
They want them dusty?
Yes. So... the whole backlash was they didn't want anything changed with Cracker Barrel. There, people were outraged.
Keep like, the rocking chairs.
Keep, yes. And so first I thought it was just the logo. They went back to the old logo and they said, no, people were mad. Like, keep the rocking chair, keep the old dusty place, don't do a remodel. They have 660 locations. They've only remodeled 4 and they've paused all of them. They said it'll stay exactly the same.
Wow. Do they just not have a backbone?
I know.
They like, can't make any decision and stick with it.
I feel like they gave in. I also think that they...
I'm one that bullies them, though.
You are? You want them to keep it? You better go to a lot of Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
All these people care.
I brought this up like a month ago. I was like, hey, I was like the day before all this went down, I'm like, have you guys been to Cracker Barrel lately?
No one has. That's why they were remodeling.
I was hyping them up, and then they changed their logo, and I got mad, and I was a part of the bullying scheme, and it worked.
You've never been. Come back. It hasn't changed.
Yeah. I know. Like, these people were so outraged. I can't believe you're going to change my favorite place. It better be your favorite place, because I guarantee all these people who didn't want it to change are going to be like, yeah, I still haven't been there in years.
Brent better keep it, keep it. Brent better keep it moving.
Oh my gosh, it happened again, guys. So every single time AB hangs out with her guy best friend, we say here on the Brent Mega Show, girl, you are leading him on. You hung out with him again and you did it again. You did it again, AB.
We've been friends for 10 plus years now. I'll preface with that. We had our little like will they, won't they, like 10 years ago. And the answer was they won't. And
for
he,
you, your answer.
My answer that I've told him multiple times, but he.
No, you haven't because all.
Yes, I have.
There's something you're saying, but your actions are giving me different body languages. You're giving me all the coupley vibes. True or false? He helped you put up your Christmas tree when you first moved into your.
Oh my gosh, we're bringing this back.
Such a couple move.
That is the couple move.
You guys went on a double date to a soccer match, right?
Yeah, with my ex. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. And now the latest. What did you guys do that was so coupley?
He asked me to go to the winery with him.
The two of them at a winery
that is
together.
So lovely. And it was his whole friend group with their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only single one.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's always inviting me to do stuff with this group. But I always say no because I'm like, well, I don't want to lead him on.
You don't want to imply that you're a couple.
Yes, this is probably the fifth thing he's invited me to. And I finally was like, you know what? It's a Saturday. I don't have anything going on. I'll go. So it's an hour and a half away. We were the only people to not spend the night. I'll say that. We drove back and we slept in our own apartment. But so we're on our way to the winery on this hour and a half drive. And he goes, you know, we should pretend to date when we get there.
Oh my God.
Wow. Look at the reaction everyone gave you.
Well, that was my reaction too. And I was just kind of silent for a second because I couldn't believe he said that. And I just go, no. And he goes, no, like, it'll be fun. He started trying to egg it on, being like,
what does pretending to date mean? Is this like...
You're already going together. How much more pretending do you need?
That's like every rom-com movie, like, where they pretend...
It's every
like
a- book I read.
Yeah.
And so I just again was like, no, we're not doing that. And he goes, oh, shoot, okay.
So you did say no to that.
I said no.
So you guys, when you're at the winery, didn't pretend to date.
No.
What would pretending to date look like? Because everything
like being
else...
being all over each other?
I mean...
Did you guys, like, share a bottle of wine?
Yeah. Hannah, good
he bought me a glass of wine.
Sounds like you're pretending to date
now. Yeah,
I got my girlfriend a glass of wine that she wanted.
He did pay for everything for me that day.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. He drove you there. Did you sit by him?
Like half the time.
Other than kissing, what does pretending to date look like? He paid for your drink. He got it. Did he put his hand on your lower back too as you guys walked around?
No. No groping.
were hoping. You are just leading this poor, poor man on. I warn you all the time. You're saying, I don't want to date you, but all of these actions feel like, hey, baby, we should date.
I treat him is like a brother, though.
That's what they all say.
I'm very careful about the words I say and how I act around him because I don't want to give him any ideas.
I think I'm right about this. I've been telling AB for what feels like 10 plus years about this. It feels like an eternity. I'm so positive I'm right about this that I've asked for an outside third opinion to say that you are leading this man on. I asked our good friend ChatGPT.
Oh, no.
I actually typed in the scenario and said, do you think my friend is leading this man on? And ChatGPT has the answers. We're going to find out together in 3 minutes. I have the answer that we've all been trying to figure out. Is AB been leading on her guy best friend? These two have been friends for, like, what, almost 10 plus years, AB?
Yeah.
And so here on the Brett Mega Show, I'm constantly saying, AB, you're leading this poor guy on. The things they do together, like, helped her put up the Christmas tree. Very couple-y. Might as well be a Hallmark movie walking down a small town together. They go on double dates to soccer games. She just claims they're going to a soccer game. Was there another couple there? Sure.
I was roped into that one.
And now you went to a winery 90 minutes away where everyone else stayed at a bed and breakfast, except for AB. She didn't stay at the bed and breakfast, but did drive the 90 minutes with him with all the other couples and went to a winery where he bought her all of her drinks, all the food. Mm-mm. Felt like a date to me. That's what a group date looks like to me. And AB is still in denial. So I've asked a third party because she clearly doesn't believe me. You disagree with me.
I disagree with you.
Strongly?
Yeah.
Let's see what ChatGPT says about
that. I'm so scared.
So everyone sends me a journal of their life every single week. So I literally did, this isn't biased perspective at all. I literally put exactly your journal entry that you wrote me, AB, into ChatGPT. And what do you think ChatGPT said? Are you leading him on?
I feel like it's going to say yes.
It's because you think you know you're leading him
no,
on.
No, I'm not.
ChatGPT says, it doesn't sound like you are leading him on.
Really?
But Maury, you are not the father.
Okay, ChatGPT must love me.
You've been really clear with your boundaries. It says you said no to the pretend dating thing. And you don't usually accept invites because you don't want to give mixed signals, and you don't usually go unless it's a fun group activity. ChatGPT felt like it was a fun group activity. They said the key part is you didn't play along. You shut it down clearly, which is good. It means you're not leading him on. If you're worried about him getting the wrong idea, the best thing you can do is exactly what you are doing. Set boundaries.
Wow.
Keep being consistent. It's on him if he misinterprets things.
That's crazy. Thanks, chat.
Now what does ChatGPT say about your guy friend?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh.
On the other hand,
I hope he's not listening.
On the other hand, it definitely seems like he is testing the waters, trying to turn his rom-com moment into a pretend we're dating and then turn it into we turned into a couple thing.
Yeah.
So ChatGPT does think that he's trying to make the moves on you. Mm. So I asked Chat, I said, yo, Chat, my guy. I said, do you think that the guy friend is in love?
Whoa.
What do you think it said?
I don't think he's in love. I think he might think he is, but he's not.
Chat agrees again.
What?
Chat said, it is clear that they probably have some feelings, but chill. Let's not go as far as the word love.
Yep.
I think he's just trying to see if there's something there.
Yep.
What? Are you sure? Okay, are you sure you did ChatGPT and not ChatAB?
And AB's the one responding
it. And she hacked it.
Yeah, I'm over here like concocting it.
Yeah. So, like I said, you are not the father. You are not the leader on her.
Thank you.
ChatGPT agreed. It's broken. AI is broken. It is the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you hanging out with us every single day. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
The new Bachelorette was released this morning, and I know AB is fired up about this. I'll share who it is next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I'll probably never forget finding out this news. I was pumping gas in my car this morning and literally went... when I opened my Facebook because I saw that The Bachelorette announced who's going to be The Bachelorette for this season. It's season 22. And it's Taylor, Frankie, Paul, the girl from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
She's not even in Bachelor Nation.
I love this move that they're now casting outside of Bachelor Nation. I feel like Bachelor Nation has run its course with their Bachelor and Bachelorettes, and they've been kind of reaching for the person. So I do like that they're going outside of other reality TV.
Not
realms.
With her. It
but
can't be
you don't
her.
Like her?
She,
no. I don't know anything about her.
So I watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. She had one of the most unhealthy relationships with her boyfriend I've ever seen on TV.
Super drama,
she
I know that.
She can't even have a healthy relationship with one man. How is she supposed to go and date 20?
So she's known for like the...
Controversy.
Because yeah. of
Scott,
swinging.
She's been arrested.
And she was in a swing... They speculated, right? There was no confirmation of the swinging?
No, she confirmed.
Yeah. Oh, she confirmed it? Okay. Yeah. So she was in a swinging relationship. She has two different baby daddies and three kids. And a lot of scheduling conflicts. I do know that about her, but I don't know her. But I do know there's a lot of like drama just piled on. But that's what for me, The Bachelorette is not really looking for love. When people find love on those shows, it's two like-minded people who accidentally bumped into each other on set. They're not searching for love. They're searching for drama. And she is drama, right? Like she is drama.
She is drama.
That's what they're looking for.
Yeah. In the reality TV show side of things, it was probably a good pick.
Yeah.
But if anybody is like AB watching The Bachelorette for love, I don't
stop
know.
Watching it for love. You're the problem, right. AB. They're not really looking for love. I hate
I know.
To break it to you.
I give up.
Yeah, she had a little bit of like reservations thinking about like, how am I going to do TikTok, be a single mom, be on Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and be The Bachelorette? But then she was like looking around at the other castmates and she's like, well, two of the other Mormon wives are on Dancing with the Stars, so
yeah, they don't care about their family, so I don't have to either.
Everybody leave their families.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby, it's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Megamind question of the day and see if you can figure it out here on the Brett Mega Show. The average married couple do this 5 times a week.
Holy cow, 5 times? I'm going to say watch TV together.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
Sit down and watch a show together. Kevin, what do you think it is?
I think it's kiss.
Kiss? Ooh. Mm.
Only 5 times?
You only get 5.
Average married couple.
I'm going to say cook a meal together.
Great answers, guys. You really brought it today. Someone in the room has it correct.
Whoa!
Who knows? Married couples the best. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to guess who you think got it right, Hannah with?
I said watch TV together.
Kevin?
Kiss.
Cook a meal together.
Who do you think got it right? We'll tell you who next.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day, which someone on the show here on the Brett Mega Show got correct. Question was, the average married couple does this 5 times a week. Hannah?
I said watch TV together.
Kevin?
I said kiss.
And I said cook a meal together.
Who do you guys think? Did people guess?
Oh, yeah. People, of course, side with Kev. Duh.
Do you think Kevin was right, Hannah, now?
No. I think people kiss more than 5 times.
You think?
You're not married, Hannah, and you're just going to learn a crash course about marriage. Average married couple kiss 5 times a week.
That's right.
Wow.
That's
crazy.
Right.
Hannah said that's crazy.
I kiss my boyfriend 5 times when he walks in.
Get ready for marriage.
Because you ain't married.
Because you ain't married, girl. Coming up, we're going to play a game for the Emmys where I'll give you a description of an iconic TV character and you try to guess who I'm describing. We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. All right, we're going to play a little game here on the Brett Mega Show to see if you can guess these iconic TV characters. Emmys is coming up this weekend, and where they highlight the best in TV. So these are some of the best TV characters of all time. Hmm. How this game will work is Hannah, Kevin, and AB will chime in sometimes.
hey.
We'll ring in when I complete the description. You have to wait till the description is done, Hannah. Okay. I have a few describing words for these iconic TV characters. When the description is done, then you can ring in with your answer. Use your name as your buzzer. King of inappropriate comments, childlike.
Kevin. Michael Scott from The Office.
Kevin, rules are rules. I'm not done. We have to wait till the description is over.
Oh, sorry.
You can't win.
Childlike, naive, clumsy, boss.
Kevin, Michael Scott from The Office.
I think we should... You rang it early.
I mean, what are the rules here? Was he, like, disqualified from the rest of the question?
I didn't really give out that because I thought we were going to listen.
Kevin, damn.
I'm going to take Kevin off the board. Oh. And now that he yelled it out, nobody gets the point. It is Michael Scott.
I was
going to
say Phil from Modern Family.
Okay, so.
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to say Peter Griffin.
All right.
I jumped the gun. That's what she said.
All right. True. Cultural icon. Loves donuts and beer. Everyday man.
Hannah. Bart Simpson.
Close.
Kevin. Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson. Bart is a child, so he can't love beer.
Shoot!
Oh, Kevin's back on the board with one. All right. Writer, podcaster, romantic dreamer, city girl, fashion icon.
Hannah. Carrie from Sex and the City?
Yes, Carrie Bradshaw. Okay. Hannah's on the board.
Nice job.
All right, AB.
I'm still here, guys.
Just want to make sure your buzzer
Don't
works.
Don't worry.
Voice of reason, calm, patient mom, pioneer of the blended family. This is a hard one.
Hannah, Rebecca Pearson?
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
You're too modern, and it's not Modern Family, AB. Voice of reason, calm, patient mom. Now, here's the key to this one. Pioneer of the blended family.
Oh, is it Kevin? Is it? It's Carolyn Ingalls. Caroline Ingalls.
Carol Brady.
Oh, Carol Brady.
The Brady Bunch.
Well, yeah.
Pioneer of the blended family.
I thought pioneer.
I didn't know they were a blended family.
Neither did I.
Yeah, they were because it was.
He had three kids and she had three kids. Is the whole song?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's the whole theme.
Right, yeah. But if you watch Little House, they have other kids that come from different parents.
That's true,
too. Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah, well, you said pioneer.
Yeah.
All right, that was a good one. You liked it, Kevin.
Okay. I liked it. It was very good.
I like getting the point
This
wrong.
Is the tiebreaker, though. It's one apiece.
Okay.
With Kevin prematurely getting one of them.
And me saying a child likes beer.
Yeah. All right. Work obsessed, fearless, lives in her mother's shadow despite being at the top of her field. Work obsessed, fearless, and she is at the top of her field, but she is constantly overshadowed by her mother.
Hannah, Meredith Grey.
Meredith Grey for the win!
Wow.
She's so proud of herself.
Wow. Yes.
Yes.
Man, I was going to say Wednesday Addams, but.
Hannah is so happy. Hannah's like, her day is made. I won the game. She's texting her family right now. Did you guys hear that? I won that game.
I know TV better than Kev.
Yeah, and Navy. Look at that.